talk about your freshman season. I know it's tough to break into a wrestling lineup in your freshman year, but have you felt like, hey, my freshman year, you've really enjoyed it?
I've really enjoyed my freshman year. Coming in, I knew I was probably going to redshirt, which is what happened. We kept my entire incoming class with me. We all redshirted, so. But it's fun because we get to wrestle in open still and practice normal and stuff. You just don't compete in duels, obviously, in postseason. But it was super good. It's working with a lot of really good guys and getting a lot better. And I wrestled 38 matches in opens or something, so I actually got to compete a good amount. We just get to go to opens and compete unattached, and you get a lot better doing that and competing against college guys. So yeah, it was. About what I expected with the redshirting and opens and stuff, but improvement and growth happened even quicker than I thought it was going to, honestly, and I've enjoyed it a ton. I really like where I'm at. So
that's great. It's good to hear. I mean, it's you're looking at some guys, some upperclassmen. You kind of pay your dues a little bit, and maybe is that kind of the case with all freshmen that come into play there at Augustana? Is, hey, we're going to set you out a year and let you wrestle, but still wrestling opens, and then you'll be ready to go come next year.
Yeah, we they tell us to come in trying to get a bid for a job. Obviously, they want guys coming in hot and trying to take guys' spots, so that creates a good sense of competition. We have a really good class, so I think it was kind of a decision to keep us all together and see how much we can grow over having the extra year within these next 4 years. So it's not an automatic redshirt. We've had freshmen wrestle before, and we had a couple freshmen that were really close, and even me trying talked about it at one point, but it's just we decided to keep all the red shirts on. But no, they want us coming in and trying to win jobs and creating the max competition that we can in the room. But yeah, taking the I think every freshman comes in and gets humbled and takes some beatings. There's days where you come in and you do really well, and you got to bring it every day, because if you have an off day, I think that's the biggest difference. If you come in and try to lack just a little bit, you feel it pretty quick and just get smoked. So
I see recently they had kind of like a senior night. You had 7 seniors honored, and I take it those are 7 quality guys, great leadership by those guys, and a team I think ranked, you guys were ranked, what, I think last check, 8th in the country. So phenomenal program, and that seniors bunch sounds like a pretty good one, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah, it's awesome. We have a great group of older guys, and yeah, just a great team all around. We have some really good guys that are sadly going to graduate, obviously, and leave, but we have a lot of good guys down through the depth. I'd say probably our biggest asset is we're deep, especially, in the freshman and sophomore classes, we're deep and have a lot of great guys coming up, and it's just going to, we got good guys coming in, and I think our competition in our room is just going to make us even better. So, yeah, we've got great leadership and great team. It's pretty awesome up here.
And I'm sure in those open matches, so what you said, you're facing some pretty good guys across the way. Some of those other guys may be redshirting like you are, but no slouches on the mat at all, are they?
No, yeah, it was really fun because especially like the first half of the opens, a lot of teams will still bring their starters and stuff. So, yeah, I got to wrestle against some starters within our conference, some other conference D2 starters. I got to wrestle some. You wrestle every division. You wrestle some Division I backups. You wrestle a lot of JUCO and D3 and NAI starters throughout the year. You wrestle a ton of other D2 redshirts, D2 starters. So you see a little bit of everything. So, yeah, it's really fun.
I take it the athletics and academics, you juggle those a little bit. Academics going really well for you?
Yeah, academics are going good. Really well, actually. Yeah, I guess in high school that was a big part for me, too. So it was pretty easy just to continue that on and continue my habits on and just staying on top of the time, I guess, is the biggest thing. But, yeah, it's been good. Coach, he stresses that to us a lot, too, to keep the grades up. So that's been really good, too.
Of course, this is the week of state tournament back here in Nebraska, and you've got great memories of Omaha and especially, you know, last couple of years of some great things you did down in Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm hoping to maybe make it down to watch and I've been paying attention to some of our guys. We've got four guys from Chase County going, so I've paid attention to their journeys throughout the year, and I'll keep watching them. I'm hoping to get down there and watch them, but yeah, it's a fun time of year. I was just thinking the other day, it doesn't feel like that long ago. I was just wrestling. It feels like it all goes by fast.
So when the wrestling season, it's going to come to an end here pretty soon. You get into spring, and then all of a sudden, you're done for the summer. What off season? What does a college wrestler to kind of do to get better in the summer months? Have they got that planned out for you?
At my level anyway, it's a little bit of a choice. You can go home and do whatever you want at home, and they'll send you workouts, and you can train at your club or whatever, but or they support you if you want to stay too and encourage you to stay, and that's the route I'm planning to take. I'm planning to stay up here and live in Sioux Falls over the summer, and then we'll be strength training and wrestling training throughout the summer, and throughout the spring we'll wrestle some freestyle and Greco throughout the spring. So yeah, if you can stay, they want you to, and they'll support me and kind of guide me through the summer training, but we also have the freedom to go home and do workouts at home too. So
that's terrific. That's good. Hey, Jared, good stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and keep up the good work, and stay warm, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good talking.